Simple.
Live. All the way live. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
We are in New York City. From L.A. J. Anthony Brown.
Watch out there, Tom Joyner. I'm live from the best coast, baby. Yes, sir. What is going on?
Yeah. Let's start with Cleveland. I love Cleveland, and I want Cleveland to get a break.
Uh-oh, David. Okay. And do you hear the bandwagon rumbling?
No.
Do you hear
he just won't
leave
well enough alone, will he?
No.
I am not on a bandwagon. I told you the bandwagon has been quarantined for 21 days.
Keep us out your mouth.
And I'm not on anyone's bandwagon. The bandwagon has been quarantined for 21 days. But dang. So Cleveland Cavaliers,
yes.
LeBron.
Yes.
They can't seem to win a game. They won one.
Well, they have, yeah.
They won one.
Wasn't that thanks to the Bulls?
And I think so. It doesn't matter. It's only one. And last night, they got their hearts broken. Last second shot. And that's such
Utah.
A nice Nike commercial. Sip, that
I
is
know.
The best commercial.
It's
that
nice.
Nike commercial
You're
is
right.
so good.
You're
where
right.
they have the whole city in the huddle. One, two, three,
man.
Four, five,
that's
six.
Beautiful.
The whole town. That is the best.
Comes alive.
That is the best. That is the best, and I just feel so bad.
And yet.
For a town I love so much.
They just need to spend more time on defense than on a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
But it is. It's a great commercial. And I think it's just a question of, you know, getting into to
is that L.A. laughing? I don't think so.
I don't think so, Jay. I know it's not.
Hey, wait, listen,
laughing.
Are they? No, they're not laughing.
They wouldn't laugh.
Listen,
they haven't won a game.
Nah.
L.A.?
No. What, is it 0-5?
Man, the Lakers are not winning a game. I don't know what it is with Kobe, man.
That's how it is out there in L.A.?
Oh, my gosh. It is. Between that
Hispanics
and Magic
love
Sun,
they love the Lakers. How you say it, Lakers?
Man, they love the Lakers, man. Kobe, man, and these are the women. Once again,
oh, you give them that, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it's sad.
And your boy Derrick Rose, how's his ankles? Both of them.
Yeah, he played last night. They managed to eke out a win against Milwaukee.
Yeah, but they win it. They got a winning record. The season is early.
It's so early. What are we, a week into it now?
Yeah, and you got 80 games.
Well,
and you only
pace
played
yourself,
like,
son.
Only played like five or six. So.
Yeah, so pace.
But everybody in Cleveland was expecting so much. And then that TV
so.
Commercial is so good. Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're selling tickets. Hot dogs are moving. Seats are filled. They should be pretty happy.
People are working.
Yeah.
People are working, yeah.
Okay.
That place is filled up with people. Yeah, all right. It'd be okay.
All right.
Was
all
it
right.
L.A.? L.A.? No. Is that L.A.? No, they're not laughing.
I didn't think so.
I just got a text that said at least we had a great time with Usher yesterday in Cleveland.
Ooh.
Usher played Cleveland yesterday.
Ooh.
Usher is here tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Usher is in New York tomorrow night.
Stevie opens for Usher?
Yeah, Stevie's opening for Usher tonight.
Stevie's wife's opening for Stevie. All right.
Yeah. Stevie.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of which.
He cleared that up, man.
He cleared that up. Yes, his girlfriend is going to have a baby. Baby. Not three, as
right.
previously reported.
Yeah, not triplets.
Yeah.
Not
but
triplets.
One.
All right, Stevie. Okay.
And that brings That would bring the total to
nine kids.
Nine kids.
Because nine is different than 11.
Yeah, it's only one digit.
Yeah. Nine is
it's the same number as Stevie. He's blind. He don't know how many.
Hey.
One digit, two digit.
And you got to pay for all those kids.
It's all the same. Yeah, I guess, you know, and Stevie is out here. He's out here.
Yeah.
He's out here touring. So must be something to it.
Yeah.
He's working hard.
Working hard.
Like
working
we said yesterday, Stevie sees it.
Yeah, Prince other don't. Folks don't.
Now he's got other people. Find me some more of my old albums.
And he's got if he does Songs in the Key of Life, he could do part two of the tour and do Fulfilling this first finale.
Oh, yeah.
He could do that.
Which easily. One he should not do? With the, is that the plant one?
Plants. You hate that one. Yeah. You hate that.
Something, yeah, something the sounds of plants or something like that.
The
that
life.
One. He knows.
Them life is, he, or he could do hotter. Knows. He could do hotter than July.
Oh, that's sure another could. Good one. Yeah.
He could do
that
hotter than July.
That would be a great summer tour, Stevie.
That
yeah.
Would. Yeah.
That would be a great summer.
And he got all these kids. He needs to get out the house.
Yeah. And they need a summer vacation. So, you know, they could be his crew.
Yeah. Yeah. Thursday night, How to Get Away with Murder is out rating. The ratings are better than Scandal.
Yeah.
Why you think that is, Sid?
I think it's
younger people
audience.
On the cast. Younger
people
huh?
It's a younger
cast.
Crew.
It's a younger
crowd.
Cast.
More man-on-man sex?
No.
I don't know. Well,
because it's basically the same.
That up,
it's basically
okay,
the same
no.
same show. I mean, you got lawyers and you got.
It's totally different. They're different shows, and I just think they have a younger cast.
I don't think they're totally different.
I don't either.
I don't think they're totally different. They're very similar. I think the big difference is, of course, like I said, the man on man sex.
A lot of people are having a problem with that because
not the ratings.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think a lot of the older people are having a problem
with the man-on-man sex.
Yeah, because every show has a homosexual or lesbian affair. And
not the Andy Griffith show.
It happens. I'm talking about the three Shonda shows.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
All of them have man-on-man sex?
Well, they have homosexual
they have it in
or
scandal.
Lesbian couples, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And certainly Cyrus is getting some.
Just
right
Cyrus.
Now.
Cyrus
that's
is.
On, that's on
Cyrus
scandal.
Is getting them both ends. He really is getting them.
Oh my God.
But not like that student on How to Get Away with Murder.
No.
That guy, he's getting it in.
He's pretty busy. He's a busy, busy fella.
How does he study?
I know.
Yeah, you'd think he was a doctor with all the anatomy stuff he's doing.
That's a busy fella, huh?
He's a busy fella.
He did something that made my eyes water.
Oh, my God.
He did something to me. Made my, I know.
I
that guy's
know.
Pretty busy.
Oh, my
But God. That show is so good.
Yep, yep. It is good. And the numbers are proving it.
Yeah. Scandal and Viola Davis with How to Get Away with Murder. Yeah.
And it could bring your boy back. What's his name?
Roland is texting. He says it's the 10 p.m. time slot. It's the late time slot that has something to do with
it. Oh, yeah?
Too. And Roland is a Shondarologist.
Yeah. Shondarologist?
Yeah, he is everything. A Shondarologist. He knows Shonda.
He knows everything. You know, Roland knows everything.
But Jay says that Scandal's numbers would go up if Columbus Short were brought back.
Definitely.
And you
Definitely.
Know, and when Kerry Washington was on Monday, she didn't really dismiss it.
You know,
she did not
right.
say that
she
will did. Not happen. She never said no. He was not coming back. No.
No, she didn't. Did
mm-mm,
she?
Mm-mm. So
that would be nice. You think he's learned
eternal.
His lesson, Sybil?
I don't. No.
You know, it'd just be a matter of time before he messes up again, and then
he's still messing up.
Yeah,
he's still messing up. Isn't there a warrant out for
uh-huh.
him now?
He didn't show up for his court date.
He's still messing up. He hasn't stopped messing up.
Little man.
You know what? You have to hit bottom, and I don't know what bottom is for him.
Well,
but
man, short, how much lower can he go?
come on, Super Dave. That was a good one. That was a good one, Super Dave.
David doesn't do short jokes. Yeah. He doesn't
do short jokes.
Okay. All right, I understand. Super Dave doesn't do short jokes. He doesn't do short jokes.
Short and cowboy jokes.
Did you see the hashtag that the Cowboys set up?
What?
The Cowboys have a hashtag for their trip to London this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it's hashtag Cowboys UK.
Okay.
COWBOYSUK. So what it looks like is Cowboys suck.
Suck.
David.
Whoever put that together is
David.
Absolutely right.
David.
Absolutely
right.
Cowboys suck.
David.
Hashtag.
David.
That is so cool.
That is
Cowboys
so dumb.
Suck.
Who was the genius? I got it.
One of the Cowboys
hashtag.
Came up with that.
Cowboys UK. Okay.
Jeez.
Cowboys suck.
Oh my gosh!
Damn, Super Dave, what you got?
He
gave us crickets.
That's it.
He gave us crickets.
Just crickets,
he gave
huh?
Us crickets, man.
That should be crickets they'll be hearing on that plane ride over to London.
Let me get that behind beat over there. Who they playing to?
Is it, I don't know.
Oh, Jacksonville. They haven't won a game.
Who are you picking, playing? Yeah. Blair, who are you picking? Almost got him. Almost.
But it is Jacksonville.
Yeah. And they haven't won.